You know, just tired of seeing the same old shit. I got ass. I got titties. What I want to turn the TV and see that for, you know? What happened to the days when you could just put on the music and there was no disputing the fact that something was just dope? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. I just try to keep living my life and just be. But it's kinda hard when you turn on the TV and all it seems to do is perpetuate your insecurities. And I know these other women shouldn't be concerning me, but they do. And not because I'm trying to look like you. See, I too have issues concerning self-esteem, especially when it seems I'm being media fucked from all angles as you dangle ass and titties right in front of me. Can't sell a thing unless it's neatly packaged in sex and lacking morality. And the ladies, they gotta be super fly while the men barely get by. What kind of world is this? Living in the land of double standards, double take. I'd rather make it on my merit than fake it and wear a mini skirt. Simply earn it. And don't compare me to a living legend when I don't deserve it just because my album sells a million copies in a nanosecond.
No, you just did.
Yeah, I said it. And with all the info pumped into your head, you'll soon forget it.
What?
Forget it. I didn't say anything, you know, except how would you feel that you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop was this big fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking track. How would you feel that you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop was this big fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking track. The reality is, I'm laying on the sofa fat and pregnant, wondering where my waist went. I had to sacrifice it along with some confidence, flipping through the channel trying to get past the nonsense. For this luxury, each month is a note spent. Now questioning where my goddamn money went or where it goes. Into the pockets of Sumner Redstone, who's the sole owner of Viacom, which in turn owns all these cable companies who charge hidden fees. And I pay them a portion of my disability to watch Hoochie shake their booties on these videos. But she's that hoe that you need to keep people watching, cause you ain't saying nothing new or slightly interesting. Where would hip hop be if God took away the women? A bunch of hard up dudes posturing, or rather show the real like an MC struggling to attain fame with this girl steady nagging. Cause yet again with his portion of the ring he's slipping. But on these videos you don't show these women, the ones who call you by your real name and raise your children and probably manage all that money that you're making, before these R&P bitches start taking you for a joyride, burning through your cash for some ass, inflate your egos. But we know the intricacies of your insecurities. That's why this shit is so damn silly that you start acting like a monkey for the money, like a fucking monkey for the money. How would you feel if you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop was this big fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking track. How would you feel if you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop was this big fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking tragedy. Life's about more than big dicks, bash, cash, cars, and women. And unlike ODB, I really think about the children, cause they're the ones watching, listening, and copping the music that you're making, thinking that when they grow up, there's a payoff to misogyny. Shit, out of luck, searching for that fantasy woman, but you never found her in that murky sea of yiggins in the front row at each show, hoping that you'll pick them. You want a good girl, super sweet, with some freak, just for you beneath the sheet. She's from the real world, so turn off your TV and kill that silly fantasy. How would you feel if you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop was this big fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking track. How would you feel if you had to see this shit all the time? Raps now about the flash used to be about the rhyme. As a kid, hip-hop used to be this fantasy. Now the industry's selling me a fucking tragedy.
Sometimes I find myself listening to a little bit of Edith Piaf, Georges Brassens, and I'd be like, oh, they are fly. I just don't know what they be saying, though. This is how I know that music is universal. And then sometimes you be thinking in your own mind, like, ooh, the music sounds like this type of feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like la sensation, like okay. But then you listen and it's like they talk about something completely different. Like I was listening to something by Joey Starr. I don't know what the fuck that nigga was saying. I was like, that's just kind of dope, but what the fuck is he saying? Like, I like Joey Starr, I like you, you're kind of cool, but what the fuck you be saying? Jesus Christ. I don't know. It's like, you know, I be tripping how, like, I come here and all the French kids be like, damn, that shit is dope. They be like, your shit is dope. But they don't understand what we're saying. Like, vous comprenez, but I don't understand what y'all be saying. Yeah. And all this oof. Je ne comprends pas, okay? Don't come at me with that shit, because I really don't know. Props to my niggas in the Bronx, niggas in the Brook, niggas in LA. Props to my niggas in Frisco, in Oakland, and the Bay. Props to my niggas in Nantes. Niggas like, what the fuck is Nantes? Check it out. I'll give a props to Hocus Pocus. Yeah, they're kind of why. Do you know that guy, Sylvain? Yeah, he's kind of cool, right? All right. DJ?
Our last encounter. Now the time has come for you to join us. Oh, there's enough room for everybody. Come on, the house is big. Pack your bags, book your ticket, baby. It's all about choices, directions. On the plane, I'll come and reach you, baby. I'll come and see ya, baby. I just wanna see life through your eyes. I just wanna experience the way you live, the way you smell, you see the world around you in your own country. It's just new to me. Everything is new to me. I've never been there, but you told me how bad. You told me all about it. I've never been there, but you told me all about it. I saw things on the TV. I just wanna experiment. I wanna experience. Oh, bridge the gap. All you gotta do is call me. Jump on the plane. A train just reach me. Bring your pretty itty ass over here. Your pretty face over here. Bridge the gap. All you gotta do is call me. Jump on the plane. A train just reach me. Bring your smile over here. Bring your pretty smile over here. Oh.
Last week, sun shining in my face, I wiped away the sleep from my eyes from the beginning. Oh shit, what do you know? Two guys standing with guns at my bedroom window. I played it cool, keep the tools they carried in their hand. Two 357 magnums, one on the bed stand. I had my piece under the pillow, cause that's just how I do. Started to reach for it, felt nothing, I guess they knew. One nigga started laughing and turned to his man. He said, I don't think that she knows about this plan. His man just smiled and nodded his head, aimed his gun at me and said, get out of the bed. I complied with his wishes, bent down to grab my slippers. Nigga number one said, hey now, no funny business, just do what we say and everything'll be cool. You hear a lot of things today, but that's the number one rule. I said, what the fuck is this shit all about? We can discuss a problem and y'all can break the fuck out. Nigga number one said that we not able to do, but there's a tape deck on your table with a message for you. It said, follow niggas one and two's instructions carefully. A fucked up things will happen if you dare to be a heroine. These orders come straight from the president of the American people. Then the tape just stopped. I looked at my watch. Niggas one and two had their guns up cocked and said it's time to go. Grab your things and get ready. In 13 minutes, we all gotta be jetty. Come on. Sitting in the back of a van with cuffs on my hand. Six Secret Service men in black, one nigga in tan. Who's driving? For 3 hours we've been riding. Took Route 33 to a very small island and unloaded. Nigga one and two at my side. Number one glaring at me for the whole damn ride. They seem to travel in silence, express themselves with violence, and I'm the target, shoving me back and forth with very, very big guns. What would you do in this situation? No place to run in a remote location. Kept my patience and stuck to the tape's advice. Knew my crew could find me with the Negro tracking device. I wasn't worried, but niggas one and two hurried and stepped to the door where the president was kept. Punched in a passcode, I watched the door slide open. Inside stood the league and the president and ropes, and my people said, drop the guns, hop in your van, get the fuck off the island, don't be capping your man. The Secret Service men, man, what could they do? Here's a lesson, never ever fuck with me and my crew. Check it.
Your hands on tight. Make porch like poom pooms. See hoochies pop coochies for Gucci's and Lucci Bambi and my Mitsubishi eating sushi bumping Fuji's. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play, play, say, say, like Paul McCartney, not hardly odd. Look enough, I can see right through your bluff. Niggas huffing, they huff, but they can't handle us. We bust, cause we wanna slide. I could never hide, singly hot, fried with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, backlisted by some other depots. Don't remove my polos on the first episode. Like sugar tits, refugees, and the whole sound set booty, and have to respect Jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji line. Yeah. Ooh, la, la, la.
It's like about graffiti. It's about the DJ. It's about the MC. Hip hop is like Biz Markie. Hip hop is like Sugar Hill. I like hip hop is like to me back in the day when I used to listen to the Ultramedic MCs. Yeah, hip hop is like, hip hop is like, hip hop is like Jungle Brothers. Hip hop is like Native Tongue. Hip hop is like the Far Side, chilling on the underground cipher. T Love gets on Crenshaw, and I get a little bit hyper. Hip hop is like Good Life, chilling in LA on the West Coast. Hip hop is Yeshua, Sia, Yeshua, Bobito, giving props to my man Crazy Legs. T Love is like Rakim, chilling on a Saturday. With like a KRS-One flows, like this deep shit. It's like a big ass story, but the story is anyone can tell it from what I know.
And I'm on the mic, I'm on the mic, on the mic.